The text today is from the Gospel of Matthew. Am I speaking loud enough? chapter 5, verse 9, very short. Blessed are the peacemaker, for they will be called children of God. Who's the speaker? Who tells us, blessed are the peacemakers, for theirs, for they shall become the children of God. They shall be called the children of God. Who's the speaker? Of course, Jesus. And who's Jesus? The first eyewitnesses, the first disciples, the people who knew him intimately, the people who were acquainted with his life, described him as the Word of God. His human life, his life in the flesh, his life as an itinerant rabbi, his birth, his teaching, his ministry, his life, his death, his resurrection, all of this trajectory that the disciple witnessed, was identified as the speaking of God, as God speaking. Reflecting over the glory of God that they had seen in this life. The first disciples, one of the disciples wrote, one of the followers and evangelists wrote, and the Word was flesh and camped among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only, uniquely beloved of the Father, full of grace and truth. They saw, they heard God speaking through this life, and they were struck by the glory of it, by the brightness of it, by the magnificence. So the speaker that speaks to us, the verse, blessed are the peacemakers because they shall be called children of God, is the Word that was there at the beginning, is the Word through whom the worlds were made. It is the Word of God. The scripture said that God, who in past times spoke to us through the prophets in many ways and in at many times, at different times, at this present times, is speaking to us through his Son. To his Son Jesus, so this word that we hear, blessed are the peacemakers, because they shall be called children of God, is a word that comes from a great depth, a great authority, a divine authority, and it is a word which is primal, which is before life and death. And it is a word which is final, and it is word that is definitive, and it is word that is foundational. It's a word upon which we can build a life. So this is the word that we are called to hear. In 1934, in Germany, a large part of the evangelical church had sided with Hitler. Hitler was seen as a gift of the providence who would lift up Germany from the devastation of the First World War and the devastation of hyperinflation, which had reduced many families to misery. They saw in Hitler a relief from God, and the promise that Germany would be great again. Large part of these Christians called themselves the Deutsche Christen, the Deutsche Christen, sided with Hitler and appointed a Reichs Bishop, a chief that would be in conversation with the Führer. At the same time, there were a group of Christians that saw the danger and the insidiousness of this move, and gathered together. They called themselves the Confessing Christians, and gathered in a meeting, in a synod called the Synod of Barmen, and wrote what is came to history into history as the Barmen Declaration. And in the first article of the declaration, we find the following words: Jesus Christ, as attested to us by the scriptures, is the one word of God which we must hear and we must trust and obey in life and in death. So this is the word that speaks, that calls us to be peacemakers and children of God. This is a word, the same word that set the world into motion, that this is the same world that laid the foundation for the universe. This is the world which is beyond human life and death. This is the world which can constitute the true foundation. So this is the speaker that speaks with great authority. To whom is this word addressed? This word is addressed to everyone who is willing to hear. There are no human boundaries. We humans are adept to create boundaries, to create groups, to say, you belong here, you don't belong here. God does not regard these boundaries. God can speak to any person in any constituted human grouping. The word is to us. The word is for us to hear really deeply, to see its glory, its beauty, its majesty, its authority. And the word is addressed to hearers that are willing to obey and trust the word and obey. This word seeks to become a gift into your life, seeks to be a word speaking inside of you. It's like a compass. You know, a compass always, no matter how you turn it, the arrow will point always to the north. So even when we are confronted with opposition, when we either imagine being offended, being attacked, or when we are opposed and attacked with evil intention, our first reaction is always to react. But then there is this speaker inside, this compass. The compass has been moved. The arrow has turned the opposite direction. But then the compass rectifies. And so if my first reaction is to strike back to the offender, there is the word inside that says, is that the right way to go? Is that what you want to do? Is that what you truly are? So this word is implanted in us through the gospel, through the authority of God. And that's when we heed that word, we receive the blessing of being peacemakers, because that word is a powerful word, is a word that brings into existence things that are not, is a creative word. So let's hold on to that word and trust it and obey it and follow it and rely upon it, because it's a great gift. It's not our possession that we, it's not an entitlement for us to claim. No. In many cases, it opposes our first instincts, our first reactions. But this is a blessing, is a good word, is a word we can build upon. And we can never claim or brag about it and say, oh, I am a Christian, I am a Quaker. No, don't do that. That's the wrong road. Be slow to speak, be slow to talk, be easy to listen, to obey, to pay attention, to heed. That's the word. That's the word. In another verse in Matthew, again, the promise is to be children of God, is to create in you an identity which is godlike, an identity, a voice, a DNA, a spiritual DNA, which is not your own DNA, but it is a gift DNA which can guide you. And it is the peace of God. It is the peace of the one who brings into being shalom, peace, justice, harmony, that is beckoning, pleading with us to be peacemakers, not peace talkers, peacemakers, doers of peace, to be not hearer of the word, but doers of the word. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the separation of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the secret thoughts of the heart. Matthew also says in verse 44, Jesus says, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray to those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his rain, his sun, to rise on the evil and the good, and send rains on the righteous and the unrighteous." Here again, being children of God, to whoever received this word, he will be given will receive the gift of becoming children of God, lovers of God, loved, beloved by God. So I would invite everyone listening to heed this word, heed the word of God, and to treasure it in your heart, and to have it as a constant companion. This is a foundation on which is unshakable. This is the wisdom of the one that builds his house on the rock, builds the foundation of the house on the rock, on a kingdom which is unshakable. So let us hear the word and do the word, and become children of the word. This is my message for you today.